Shalom to all! Today's Daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Chav Beis, and we're starting by the second line with the words Rav Avoh and Avil Tzur's Daf. It's all the way at the top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and today's Daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we concluded yesterday with a story from Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai, whose face was shining, and that's because he knew his Limud, he knew his Torah learning. So we have a similar story. Rav Avoh also at Tveria. Rav Avoh came to Tveria. Chamani Talmidei Rav Yochanan Apein Hirin. The Talmid Rav Yochanan saw that his face was shining. So Amun Kumi Rav Yochanan. They told Rav Yochanan Ashkech Rav Avoh Sima. Rav Avoh found the treasure, because why else is his face shining? Now also like Amei, when Rav Avoh came to Rav Yochanan, Amrle Rav Yochanan asked him, "My Raisa Chata Shamas, what new Torah teaching did you hear?" So Amrle told him, "Tosefta Atika, I heard an old Tosefta," and Karale, he said about him, "Chachmas Adam Torah Panav." Rav Yochanan realized Rav Avoh didn't find the physical treasure, rather it was a spiritual treasure. He found Torah learning, and that's why his face was shining. Now we told him what he found, what this Tosefta Atika was, that Amr Rav Yochanan says, "Luga da Iraisa, this measurement of a leg that we find in the Torah, Temunasa Atika." It's the old Tumnasa measurement that was used in Sipairi to measure Amurius, which is fish brine. Now, Amr Rabbiana says, I've seen that the household of Rabbianai use it to measure out honey, not Murius. And honey, we have a Braisa. Chatzi Shminis Tavronis Hayishana. This measurement is half of the old Shminis from Tveria, that's Tavronis, half of this old Shminis measurement. Now, Amr Rabbiana, he clarifies, Hadadi Don Hava. It's actually the same measurement that we have nowadays in Tveria. So why is it being called old? And pay attention to the following slight girsa change. Min begin to have a biyame ze'ira. Back in their day, it was a small measurement. Virabsa. And then later on, it was increased. Viz'aris kamada havas. And then it was once again made smaller like it used to be. So that's why we're calling it the old Tavronis measurement. It's the same measurement as nowadays. It's just that at some point in time in the interim, it was made bigger. And we're saying it's the same as it was nowadays, like it is now, back then as well. Now we go back to what we were discussing in the previous daf, which was the shear of a kais, of a cup. Kamahu shearin shel kais. What is the shear of a kais if we would have to give some sort of measurement to it? So Rav Yossi says b'shem Rav Yehuda and Pazi. Rav Yossi Rav Bivin says b'shem Rav Shmuel. It's ba'ayim al rum etzba u'mechza u'shlish etzba. It's 2 fingers by 2 fingers by 1.5 1/3 finger. That's if you measure that out with your fingers. That's the size of a cup. That's Ravias. And then we have a braisa. Yavesh kezayis de Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says that if we have wine that congealed to the size of a kezayis, that's the shear of iser, of carrying out on Shabbos, which was what began yesterday's discussion and this whole conversation about wine and the shear. And Rabban de Kisarin, Rav Yossi Bar Bivin say b'shem Shmuel that Asid Rav Nosson, Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda. That's the proper girsa. This sheet of Rav Nosson is just like Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda. Kamad Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda Amar, just like Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda says Bervia or Ravias. Kain Amar Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson also says Bervia lechashi yikrash vihei by kezayis. That when we have Ravias of wine, when it congeals, it comes down to the size of a zayis. So kezayis in congealed wine is the same thing as Revius and liquid wine. Now, Simon says, Rishim Rishub and Levi, something similar. Maisa appeared this Rebbe Shemesa. There's a story that a mule in the house of Rebbe died. Vitiru as Dama Mishum Nevela, and they were Metahir its blood from Nevela. Meaning, if we look at its blood as if it was the meat of the carcass, if it was the meat of the animal, so it doesn't have the din of Tumas Nevela. And now, further discussing this, Chapei Jaman Bez on top, Vishal Reb Lazar Reb Simon, Reb Lazar asked Reb Simon, Ad Kama, until how much blood? What does that mean? We have a dead mule. Are you saying that it doesn't make a difference how much blood it has, and it's not going to be Tomei Tumas Nevela? How much blood are we discussing? He didn't pay attention to him. He asked Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He told him, Ad Ravias Tahar, up until the Ravias of Dam is Tahar, Yais Mikan Tomei, more than that is Tomei. So we see from here that a Ravias of Dam is the same thing as a Kezias, as a piece of flesh. Now, Ubat Rabbi Lazar, or Ubash Rabbi Lazar, Adol Achzer Le Rabbi Simon Shmaitza, he was upset or he was embarrassed that Rabbi Simon didn't respond to him. We have a similar story. Rabiva, Hava Yosef Masnu Hadein Uvda, Rabiva was saying over the story, and Amr Le Ravias Rabbisna, Rabisna asked him, Ad Ravias Tahar Yos Mikan Tame, is the din regarding blood that up until Ravias is Tahar, but more than that is Tame? And what happened? Ubat Bay, Rabivi kicked him or he pushed him away. So Amr Le Rabzrika asked him, Begin to Shal Cha Ad Bat Bay, because he asked you a question, you push him away? So Amr Le Rabivi explained, Begin to Loy Havas Daiti Bi, Beitna Bay, it's just because I don't have proper Yishav Adas, that's why I pushed him away. The Amr Rav Chanan says, Pasak in Techacha tells us, Vahayu Chayacha Tulim Lacha Mineged, your life is going to be hanging in front of you. This is a person who buys wheat for the year, so he has a decent amount of certainty because he at least has the wheat that he needs for the year. However, the pasuk then continues by saying, "You're going to be frightful night and day." This is a person who buys from the sidki. This is a merchant who sells little by little, so he's going to be frightened night and day because he doesn't have wheat for the whole year. He only buys a little bit at a time. And then when the pasuk tells us, "You're not going to believe in your own life," there's even a more extreme level of fear and anxiety. palter. This is a person who buys from the baker every single day. He has to buy bread, so he doesn't know what's going to be tomorrow. Vanos mechana palter, and I rely on the baker, says Rav Bibi, and that's why my head's not about me. I don't have yeshiva das, which is why I responded to him like that. Now, bottom line is umau kedain. What's the psak over here? How do we paskin when it comes to the blood of an animal? Up until what amount is tame? Up until what amount is tar? So, hey, Rav Shuvim Psaira al dam nevela shu tar. Rav Shuvim Psaira give edos that dam nevela is tahar. Now, the question is mahu tahar. What does it mean? It's tahar. The answer is latarim and hechsher, that it's tahar in regards that it can't be machsher other things from mekabel toma. We know that produce can't be mekabel toma unless it underwent hechsher. It has to be made susceptible to be mekabel toma, and that's done by being touched by one of the seven liquids, one of them being blood. As we're saying, the zinner of Shuvim Psaira is that dam nevela is tahar, meaning it cannot be machsher something mekabel toma, but halatame atametame. But in regards to metame other things or people, it could be metame. Now the problem with this is taman tanina over there. We learned in the Mishnah dam asheretz kibsarei, the blood of a sheretz is just like its flesh, metame ve'enoy machshir. It's only metame things, but it cannot be machshir things to mekabel toma. And ve'en lonu kiyotzei, we don't have anything like this. And so we clearly have a source that the only type of blood that could be metame but can't be machshir is dam of a sheretz. Obviously that means not dam of a nevela. So this pshat and what Rabbi Shuvim Psaira was saying is wrong. I think my answer is that no. What does it really mean? V'shir tum asay shadame metame kibsarei. What we're referring to over there by a sheretz is that the shear, the amount that its blood is metame with, is just like its basar. And we know that the basar of sheretz is metame b'chadasha, even the size of a lentil. So that's how much blood is metame, and that's the chiddush. Mimela, when it comes to nevela, we're able to explain that when we say that nevela, the blood is like its basar, that would be that just like the basar is metame b'kizayas, so too the dam is metame b'ravias. And Arvias basically says, pligin b'chein amarayin, there's machlek, there's two amarayin about this, chav gimel b'al on the top, chan number one says tame, that it's tame, v'chamar tar, one says it's tahar, and manda amar tame, the one who says it's tame, krib yuda, that's a krib yuda, and manda amar tar, one who says tar, krib yishuvim sar, that's a krib yishuvim sarah, and amar ler, Rav Duma de Menchusa said, v'yos, this is true, Rav Yehuda mar yonan de nasi hava, Rav Yehuda was the paisek of the Nasi's house, and we had quoted at the bottom of the previous Amud Aleph that this pirda, this mule of the Nasi's house died, and the psak was that its dam was tahar due to nevela. There's no nevela issues, it's not metame, and Rav Yehuda was the paisek of Rebbe's house, so it must be that this was only up until Revias, but more than Revias, it is treated like a nevela and it is metame. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow going back to the Mishnah explaining how the Trumas HaLishka was done. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.